All right, so we're trying now to see if we can explain the question from yesterday about the machlokas about Isser Kolel, right? Meaning to say, if a person takes shkotzim, nevelos, and trefos, and he makes a shua not to eat them, so then he won't be over the Isser Shua. But if he says, I won't eat shchuta and nevela, so then you have a machlokas tanayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That the Tanakhama says he'll be chayav because since he's kolel shchuta with the nevela, and the shvua is chal on the shchuta, it'll definitely be chal on the nevela. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, nope, it's not chal on the, it's chal on the shchuta, but it doesn't help it to be chal on the nevela. So that was the question we were working on. Okay, go ahead. Now we're dealing with two chaloshemos. Well, why can't you have two chaloshemos? No, well, why can't a person could be a father and a son and a brother? It can be a lot of things, right? You don't say, well, once you have the shame of this, you can't have another shame. Of course you can. Why? Because they're different identities. They're different identities. Yeah, so why can't the food have the shame nevela and the shame is a shvua? And of course it can, because if I was kolo shchuta with it, it has no problem. So what's the problem? What's the problem? What do you mean a thing can only have one identity? It's not true. It's not true.
No, in relationship, the
power
has an identity.
No, as if you're going to tell me... Yeah, go ahead. Okay. All right, let me try to explain what I think a lot of you guys are trying to express. So, like we were saying yesterday, the side that says it doesn't work, okay, that's rock solid. I mean, it seems like that's rock solid. Because you're saying that what's the problem of Isser being Chal on Isser? We have to identify the problem of an Isser being Chal on an Isser. Okay, and then we have to see if the problem exists in every situation. So if the problem is, in the sense of Maisa, you know what, let me back up a minute. Let's start out with the question I raised initially. Why can't something have two Chal Hashemos? Why not? There's nothing illogical about that, right? The identity of Shvua is one identity, and the identity of Nevela is another identity. A person can have many identities, right? Especially because they're generated from different sources, right? It can be Jewish and American. One has to do with where you were, the country you were born in, and one has to do with your descent.
And not, they're not, going
right?
Yeah.
good, okay. So the question is, what is really the problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser? So you'll say like this. The problem is that the Torah and the halachos of Torah are not just abstract definitions. Even though we always look for the abstract ideas here, but the system of Torah is not an academic, abstract system of identifying things. It has to do with action, right? It has to do with living, with Isser and Heter, with obedience to God and rebellion. Right, that's the system of Torah. It's a law of. It's a system of that regulates your action, brings you to a certain perfection through what you do, or what you can do and what you can't do. Okay. So it would seem that the idea of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser stems from that basic concept that there's nothing contradictory about saying something has a shame nevela and a shame shvua, or any other two things, shame zona and then a shame grusha. What are you going to tell the woman who was divorced, who became an almana after she was divorced? Your husband didn't die? Nonsensical. Of course she's an almana, right? But the halachos of almana don't. In terms of the shame almana of halacha, there's no effect. So we say the dinim don't apply because insofar as the halachic system is a system that ultimately comes down to action, So if there is no action for, if when the thing is already usher from din nevela, saying it's usher midin shvua doesn't preclude any further action, then in a system that we judge that we're going to sort of look at as a system of regulating behavior, it doesn't do anything. Nothing happened. No behavior was regulated. So it was, there's nothing to talk about. Ein iser chal al iser simply means to say that the, according to one way of looking at it, is that the essence of iser is iser. When we're talking about iser, it means modifying your behavior. So if there was no behavior to modify, then there is no sense to talking about the iser. The iser didn't do anything. Nothing happened. When you made your shvuah, there was no behavior to change. Let's put it that way. So the shvuah is a non-entity in terms of nevela. Okay? It's not, that's what we were saying yesterday. It's not a logical thing. A thing can have multiple identities. There's nothing illogical about saying something has two identities. But in terms of halacha, if you're going to say that an iser, in order for it to be real, let's say, to exist, no difference between real and existing, right? In order for it to be real and to exist means that it had to have an effect on your behavior, so it didn't. If there already was an iser in existence. So in that sense, it just means to say that there's no in terms of the gavra. Let's put it this way. It's a little bit crude. Mean like rough, not it's a little bit descriptive. But say like this: when the nevela exists, and the person says, "Now I'm not going to eat shchuta or nevela," okay? So in terms of the shchuta, it's telling him to do something. It's telling him to refrain. So in that sense, the neder is good. It exists. It has a reality by the shchuta because it has an effect. But there's no effect to be had by nevela because there's no behavior to preclude. So in that sense, it simply has no reality. It has no reality. Okay? Means to say that the problem, to restate it, what is the problem of ein iser chal al iser? That in order for an iser to be chal, it has to result in the chalos of iser. It means that your behavior is modified by the iser itself. But if there's no behavior to change, then there's no sense of saying an iser was chal. So whatever, it's in the maisa. It has to do with the maisa of the gavra. Can I say that the Torah, can I say now this second iser is really an iser if it doesn't prevent me from doing something that I could have done before? No. So it means to say that what's the realm of, why does the chalos iser fail? It fails because there's no maisa for me to, there's no expression of my adherence or rebellion from that maisa, from that iser. Because nothing is precluded from me by the iser. Nothing new happened in my world, nothing new happened. Okay, and for an iser to be chal, it has to alter your reality of, that's what iser is. Iser means it's changing what is available to you and what is not available to you. It's usher. Hey, that thing is usher. Okay, you don't talk about something that's not available to you and say, now it's usher. It was nothing new happened. Let me put it this way. What's the general klal of ein iser chal al iser? I'll say it like this. The klal of ein iser chal al iser is that there's no such thing as a chalos of a redundancy. Okay? There's no redundancy. There's no chalos in a redundancy. So if I already have a maisa that I cannot do, to say don't do it is a redundancy. It simply doesn't rise to any level of effect. So it's nachal. Okay? But basically, the way I'm looking, the way we're focusing now is, it's a problem because the Isser is telling you, not to do, and you can't have a redundancy. Einis achal isa means there's no redundancy in chalos. So if the chalo, if there already is a ma'akev of your ma'isa from another Isser, you can't be ma'akev something that does, that's not available to you. You can't prevent something that you don't have. Okay? That's einis achal isa. And it's not going to matter if I'm kolel, it could be kolel, everything in the world. Won't make a difference. There was no effect vis-a-vis nevela. So vis-a-vis nevela, there was no chalos. Okay? That's one way of going. That's the side that we all seem to understand better. Okay? Now, let's see if we can understand the second side. Okay? Sprung? Yeah. Question?
I'm just trying to understand the answer. Going up
the state... You're trying to work on the chalos side? On the second side?
No, that first side.
The first side? The first side is easy.
No, but don't we have to kind of put that... My only question about it sounds like a little too much on the philosophical side. I mean, like, at the end of the day, Shavu is a mechanism, and it's like a working halachic mechanism.
I'm not... It's not a philosophical principle. It's saying... It's not philosophical. It's saying that...
I don't put it in halachic terms. Like,
yeah. So in halachic terms, means to say... A ma'isa isser can't be chal on a ma'isa that's already usser. You can't make an isser ma'isa on a ma'isa that wasn't available. Okay, so the failure is in terms of, in the realm of ma'isa. Okay, the failure is in the realm of ma'isa. It's very. Okay, so now you see the direction I'm taking? Once I said Maisa? Okay. No, so in other words, like this. So that's the problem. So you're gonna learn one way to say ain't Isser Chal Isser is because it's a problem in Maisa. Okay? And there is no Maisa to prevent with an Isser. Okay. Let me ask you another question like this. Let me ask another question. Let's say you had a company, okay, or some sort of an organization, and a person has reached a certain level of authority, right? He became the manager, right? You work in a structure. I have a lot of structure of higher ups, right?
Yeah,
so you go to the
manager.
So you go to the manager. You're the boss, and you say, "I'm going to give you a big yeshikach today. Today, you became the supreme manager." And you say to the guy, "Wow, I'm supreme manager. What more can I do? Nothing. Nothing. But we changed your title, right? So did anything really happen? Did anything really? I mean." So the point I'm trying to make is that, can you say his chalos shame really changed? Was anything really chal? Did anything occur? Did anything in reality occur when that happened? Nothing. Nothing occurred. Because the title had no effect in Maisa. Okay? So the idea of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, according to the Isser Kolel side, is saying like this. Why is the Isser Nevela, why is the Isser Shrua not Chal on the Isser Nevela? Because it did not effectuate a change. But the problem is not that I can't make an Isser on a Maisa that doesn't exist. The problem is I can't make a new chalos shame if the chalos shame doesn't have any expression anywhere else. I'm going to put it to you like this. But if I include nevela in my shvua, is there an action? Is that an action of creating Isser? Did I do something? Did I do something if I included Nevela too? If I included Shkuta too? Well, I did, because in this new grouping of Shchuta and Nevela does have something more that Nevela didn't have. It's more inclusive than Nevela was. Okay? So is there an existence to this new category, to this new identity that I'm creating? In other words, let me put you like this. It really has to do with how you look at Isser. Okay? Let me explain to you what I mean. When I say an Isser is, when I say there's an Isser, okay, does that mean that when a person is, when there's an Isser and you violate it, how do you view that? How do you view that? So you could say like this. Well, the Iker is that the Isser told me not to eat Nevela. Right? There was a Maisa that was prevented from me. Okay? And the Isser basically, the shame Nevela on the Cheftza just basically removes a certain action that I could have done. In other words, without Torah, the person just in the world as an individual, all the actions are free to him, right? The shame Nevela comes in and just removes a certain action that was in his repertoire of possibilities. Just precluded one action, okay? So what does it do? It means, this to say that the shame Nevela is just like a vehicle of identifying a specific action that he can no longer do. Okay? And that's what Isser does. And in that sense, if I already have a shame Nevela on this object, the action is already precluded from me, and there's just no sense of saying that Shvuah is going to be Chal. There's no Isser is added. As Isser is added, it means more is removed. But there's nothing to be removed if I already couldn't do that action. Sort of like you start out with a blank slate. You can do anything in the world, right? This is not like a time starting out. It's like a logical starting out, right? Right? Logically, without Torah, all of your actions are yours. And then each Isser being Chal means to say that it's pulling out a Maisa, saying, no, this one is no longer available. This one is no longer available. This one is no longer available. So Nevela already pulled out eating this piece of meat. The Shvua doesn't do anything. Nachal, right? That's if you look at the system, that's if you look at Torah in terms of Maisa completely, okay? But what if I say like this? What if I say that it's not really the Maisa per se, when I say that something has a shame Nevela and I eat it, the problem is I am violating a certain chalos shame of Nevela that's prevented from me. Torah's telling me, don't engage, not in a specific Maisa. Torah, the mitzvah is really telling me that there's a certain type of a cheftza called a Nevela. And eating it would be an Isser. Why? Because I can't engage Nevela. You understand? Because the chalos shem Nevela is considered something that I shouldn't engage in, derech achila. So in theory, and now the Torah tells me, and there's also an idea of shvua, that when you say something, you shouldn't violate it. That also is a certain identity, right? So there's really nothing intrinsically illogical with saying, well, if I have something that's nevela and shvua, so those are two kinds of things that the Torah is telling me not to engage in. It's telling me nevela is something that shouldn't be engaged in, and violating what I say shouldn't be engaged in. So there's no reason why they can't overlap. In other words, what I'm trying to say is you can look at Isser from the framework of the shame of the thing, its identity, right? Or you can look at it like it's just purely its effect on the Gavra. In terms of the Gavra, all it does is it removes actions that you could do. But on a more abstract level, you could say that when a person, that the Isser of eating the Vela is really an Isser of engaging in a certain kind of a thing. In other words, Torah says only an animal that was prepared should be eaten. When I eat Nevela, it's really an Isser of, it's more like an ideological, it's more like a conceptual point. It's It's not that this maisa is just randomly removed from me. It's because a person should prepare his food before he eats. So he has to process it with a maisa of shechita. But if you eat in the vela, you're really violating an idea. You understand? You're really violating like a concept, a category. It's not simply that nevela is just precluding a maisa on the part of the gavra alone. It's more than that. It's saying there's a certain perfection in recognizing certain types of categories. A certain perfection in recognizing the idea of your food should be prepared for you. You shouldn't eat like an animal. You shouldn't just pick up a dead thing and eat it. You shouldn't eat Eva Minachai, whatever it is. You have to process it with a maisa of mitzvah. So it's not just randomly a maisa of the gavra is removed. It's really a whole idea of it's a concept. If I eat nevela, if a person eats nevela, it means he's violating a certain ideal. Okay, but I'll tell you what. There's another ideal. There's an ideal of kol ha-yotzei mipiv yaseh. You should do whatever you say, right? So there are two different ideals. So there's no contradiction in saying a piece of nevela that I say I won't eat, really, if I eat it, should violate two ideals. You know what I'm saying? If we flip the things around and look at it in terms of the cheftza, right, then really, logically speaking, we should say that there's no reason why Isser should not be Chal on Isser. Because Torah says like this. Torah says, let's say I tell you this. Torah says it's bad. Again, this is fairly descriptive, okay? Torah says it's bad to eat meat that you didn't properly prepare through slaughter. Okay, hold that in your mind, okay? Now the Torah says it's bad to say you're going to not do something and then do it. Okay? Those two things are bad. Now, the conclusion would be, if I say I'm not going to eat nevela and I eat it, I violated two bad principles. I violated the principle of eating food that I didn't prepare properly, and I violated the principle of not doing what I said, or doing what I said I wouldn't do. You understand? If I pull it out and I abstract it further from just the maisa, and I say, well, it's really each mitzvah is really engaging in a certain kind of a perfection. There's no reason why Yisr shouldn't be Chal al Yisr. Makes perfect sense to say this should be Chal al Yisr. Right? So the question now is, why is it not? Now the question is, from the framework of looking at Isser from the framework of the thing that it represents, as opposed to just its effect on me, it really comes to the other conclusion. Isser really should be Chal al Yisr. Just like I can be a brother and a father, they're totally different ideals, they're totally different identities, they're totally different concepts. Nothing contradictory. So there's a concept of nevela and there's a concept of shua. There's no reason why two things can't express the concept of nevela and shua at the same time. Right? I'm strengthening the question.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So what's the answer? The answer is, because even the shita that learns this way and says that Isser and mitzvos really are expressions of ideal, still holds that mitzvah is a system of asiyah. And the shame of shvua, or any shame of halacha, can't be chal without some application, without some nafkamina on the gavra. It just needs a foothold. It needs some place to grab onto in order to say, I made a shua. Because there's no redundancy. We also hold there's no redundancy. What does it mean there's no redundancy? It means to say there's no sense in saying that a chal lo shem was chal if there's no difference in any practical sense to that shame. That's what I was saying before. It'd be no sense in telling the manager, you got a promotion, now you're the general manager, if nothing changed in his job. Not that there can't be a different shame general manager, of course there could be. But there's no sense in saying anything happened. There's no halachic event. In order for there to be a chalos, there has to be a halachic event. A halachic event has to mean something changed. Something happened outside. There was a nafkamina. So the problem with Ein Isser Chal al Isser is not a problem in Maisa. Then you would never be able to resolve it by kolel. It's really a problem in saying that that in order for there to be a halachic chalos, there has to be some halachic event. There has to be some halachic occurrence. There has to be some nafkamina to the chalos. But once it's chal, once there's some room for it to be chal, it'll be chal on the whole category. Now everything, you see, it's not a problem. That's what I'm trying to say yesterday. It's not a problem that it's illogical to have two identities on one object. But in the halachic system, there's an axiom. Halacha can't be purely academic. There has to be some reality, some change in order to say that a new shame was chal. As long as there's some change, now we can say there was a shvuah made. Once we can say there was a shvuah made, now we can say the law exists, right? That's what we're trying to get at. Now, it's not a problem. It's not a problem of saying that the nevela can't express the idea of shvuah, but it's saying using Sprung's example, what was the legislative action? What did you do? What did you do when you said I won't eat nevela? You did nothing. You did nothing. So how can we say that shvuah came into existence if with a non-action? Nothing happened when you said that. But as long as it includes shchuta, now I can say I did make a shvuah because something happened, and now I can say that now it can be chal. It's sort of like the shvuah is waiting. It's pressing against the door, but it can't get in unless it's open a crack. You understand? It just can't. It can't be. There's no room for it. There's no room for it to be chal on nevela because nevela already has occupied all of the action vis-a-vis this the thing that the shvuah is talking about. But the point is like this. Everybody agrees that there's an interplay between the halachic halacha and maisa. The question is, what's the problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser? Is the problem that there's no such thing as a maisa that's usser becoming usser again, then kolel won't work. But if the problem is that a chalos shame, we don't say that there was a new chalos shame unless there was some expression of that chalos shame, then as long as it's kolel and it expresses itself somewhere, I could say, you see, let me put it this way. When the guy says, I made a shvuah on nevela, I could say, well, where? Where's the shvuah on nevela? I don't see the shvuah on nevela. I don't see that you asked. I don't see that you did anything. What did you do? I asked nevela. Well, that's not doing anything. There's no expression to what you did. So something that has no expression, we say, doesn't exist. But if I can include shchuta, I could say, ah, You want to see it? You can see it here, but it exists everywhere. But without it being revealed somewhere, then it's just a purely academic shame. And halacha is not a purely academic science. It's a science of living. It's a science of life. Without some expression of it somewhere, then it's just academic. It has to have some expression to say that something happened. Once it happened in total. So it would be like the case with the grusha, with the almana. So once she was an almana, and now the grusha will be chal. Why? Because I can show you. Oh, you see, something happened when she became a grusha. Really, something happened. You could see it by all the other Kohanim. But once I know it happened, it's going to apply to the Kohen Gadol too. I just have to know that there was a halachic chalos requires a halachic event. Halachic event has to be in the realm of action. If there's nothing that happened in the realm of action, there was no chalos. But as long as there's one action, the full chalos is chal. Once the chalos is there, now this piece represents the chalos of Nevela and the chalos of Shua. It's a problem of getting the chalos to be chal. It's not a problem of having two shemos. They don't count. Now, as the point is, something that expresses itself nowhere, we don't count halachically. That's Einis Echal Isser. As long as it expresses itself somewhere, now we know it exists, and now we can count it. You understand? When I say Shchuta is also Asser, it's a back door. What's the back door? Because I need to find some expression to say that the whole thing exists. Once I see one expression of it, now I can say the whole thing exists. Right? It's sort of like, I hate to say this, but it's just maybe to make you understand, it's like a halachic empiricism. You know, believe what you see type of thing. Like if I would tell you there's a giant elephant behind that column, you wouldn't believe me. But if you saw the tail sticking out, maybe you'd say, okay, now I see what you're talking about.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then that would validate the whole thing. So obviously that's just practically a joke compared to what I'm talking about. It's just a marshal to. But it means to say that halachically, essentially, without a nafkamina in Maisa, we don't count it as having happened. Because ultimately, halacha comes down to Maisa. But once it's counted as happening, now there's nothing wrong with saying the whole Chalos Shem is there. Now we say the whole Chalos Shem is there. Once the whole Chalos Shem is there, I violated two identities when I ate the Nevela. Right. See, I'm not saying that you can't have a perfection without regulating a new action. I think you could. I think there's nothing wrong with saying that philosophically, I don't see it. There's another problem with saying that if a person makes a neder on a nevela, he's violating two philosophical imperfections. But in the halachic system, there's an axiom of Einis Echal Isser. That means to say that new halachic entities only devolve when it results in Maisa. Right? That's what we're sort of saying generally. Now, let me put it this way. Let me sum it up in a short way. What I'm saying is like this. Everybody agrees. Ein Issachal Isser means there's no redundancy in halachic. In the halachic system, there's no redundancy of chalos. Okay? That's what everybody agrees. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about where are we looking. The shita that says Isser Kolel doesn't work says we're looking at Maisa alone. To the degree that there's a redundancy in Maisa, there's no Isser Chal. The side that says Kolel says we're looking at Chalos Shemos. To the degree that there's nothing new, a new shame won't be Chal. But as long as something is new, the whole new shame will be chal. And once the whole new shame is chal, now even the thing that was usher already will have the new shame. It just can't be chal. It's like you can't give a guy a promotion without doing something new. But if you give him a little promotion, now what does the general manager do? He can sign one paper that the other guy couldn't. Oh, now he has a whole, now everything he does, he's doing as the general manager. You don't say, just when he signs the paper, he's acting as general manager. No, when he does everything that he was doing 10 minutes ago, he's now acting as a different guy. You don't say, he's the manager up to this point and the general manager when he signs that extra piece of paper. No, but why not? Why not? Nothing, no, because a minute ago you said if it was all the same, he would really be considered the manager the whole time. Nothing changed. Yeah, because you can't bestow a new title on somebody if it doesn't have any difference. Once it has one difference, now the whole title is bestowed upon him on every single thing that he does. But you can't bestow the title without any change in action. Same thing here. You can't create a new chalos if nothing changed. But once there was a change, now I can say there's a whole new chalos and it covers everything, even the things that were existing before. That's clear, right? No, let me put it this way. According to, let's take the Yom Kippur Nevela case. So the thing was in Nevela and Yom Kippur started. So according to the Ein Isser, Chal Isser, even Bisser Kolel, he says, well, what did Yom Kippur tell me to do vis-a-vis this piece of meat? It said, don't eat it? Well, I already know don't eat it. So Yom Kippur didn't do anything with regard to this piece of meat, right? The other guy says, wait a second. Did Yom Kippur do anything at all? Yes. Oh, so now the shame Isser Yom Kippur is Chal. And what does that chalos shame include? Everything. Oh, so now when I eat anything, I'm also violating the shame of Isser Achila B'Yom Kippur. But if there was only one thing that was edible in the world, and Yom Kippur was chal, he would say, well, what was chal? Yom Kippur, where? Where was it chal? On what? On this, but this is not roi for, it couldn't have been chal on this. There was nothing for it to change. There was no change, there was no expression of the chalos. So where's the chalos? Show me the chalos. Show me the chalos. Well, you can't eat this today. I couldn't eat this yesterday. That's not, you're not showing me any chalos. But if there were two things in the world, and now I say, you want to see where Yom Kippur, you want to see that Yom Kippur is chal? Because now you can't eat this either. Oh, now I see there's a new chalos shame of Yom Kippur. There's a new entity, there's a new halachic phenomenon called Yom Kippur, and everything is included in it. It's not a problem that the Nevela can't also be part of the Isra of Yom Kippur, but it has to have material to be chalin. It has to have new material for the shame Yom Kippur to be chal. It has to have that catalyst for it to be chal everywhere. Okay.